This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. There are about 1,400 Iraqi nationals in the United States who could be sent back to Iraq any day now, no matter how long they've lived here under new Trump administration policies. One refugee in Albuquerque has been fearing his time is up in this country, even though he spent years helping the U.S. military during the Iraq War. Immigration authorities have ordered him to report to their offices for removal on Thursday. Life didn't really begin for Kadim Abu Mohammed until he left the refugee camp he'd been in for 3 years, he says, and got to the United States in the mid-90s.
I got a freedom, really freedom. I'm happy with this. I say I'm born now. I'm born not in 1953. I born in 1994. That is my born day.
Then in 2010, an immigration court judge gave him a final order of deportation. But Iraq wasn't taking people back, so Abu Mohammed was allowed to stay in the U.S. as long as he checked in with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. This year, Iraq agreed to take deportees in order to avoid being included in the latest version of President Trump's travel ban. ICE called Abu Mohammed in for an appointment out of the blue, and as he was walking up to the door at the field office a couple of weeks ago, he says a woman handed him a small American flag and told him it would protect him.
And I hold that flag of sense when she gave me until now. Even when I sleeping, I put it under my pillow.
Hundreds turned up to rally around Abu Mohammed that day, and then ICE canceled that meeting. But he says if he's sent back, he could face persecution, torture, or death, because for 5 years during the second Iraq War, he helped the U.S. military familiarize soldiers with Iraqi culture. Monique Salhab did 2 tours in Iraq. She's one of the Army veterans who benefited from those kinds of trainings.
That was a big service. It's not something that was taken lightly, and individuals like Kadim, Iraqi nationals like Kadim who offered that, who helped American troops, they were seen as traitors, so to speak, in their home countries.
She took the classes mandated for soldiers and got a crash course in cultural norms and helpful phrases to use overseas.
So the idea that he would be willing to do that and want to do that, knowing the risks, it dumbfounds me to think that here he is now and it's just this like, oh, thanks for what you did, but see you later now.
ICE says the goal is to deport people who threaten national security and public safety. Since May of this year, ICE has arrested 199 Iraqi nationals and deported 8, according to an emailed statement from the agency. Agents are focusing on picking up people who have criminal convictions, and Abu Mohammed has 2 for misdemeanor domestic violence offenses. He got them more than 20 years ago and says he hasn't been in any trouble since.
When you speak about issues with broad brushes and you don't take into account people's particularized circumstances, you really miss a lot of the picture.
Rebecca Kitson is Abu Mohammed's lawyer.
There are these foreign policy considerations, political shifts, and litigation that are all swirling around Kadim. And of course, he has nothing to do with any of those. And in fact, he has no political voice, power to be able to control any of those forces that are controlling him.
The American Civil Liberties Union has filed a lawsuit on behalf of Iraqis in the U.S. facing deportation, and a federal judge in Michigan halted the deportations until the issue is reviewed in court. That could mean Abu Mohammed will spend more time in detention, and he has serious ongoing health issues. But seeing the outpouring of support in New Mexico, he says, gives him courage to face whatever comes.
Sometimes I'm okay, you know, doesn't matter what happened to me. When I see you all beside me, it's okay, whatever. Even if I get death penalty, I'm not be afraid anymore.
Abu Mohammed's wife and his 4 kids are U.S. citizens, and he says he wants the chance to finish the job of being a father. He's hoping ICE will consider this, his military service and his health, and ask the court to reopen his case.
When you cross the border, you're dreaming about another life. Trust me, if you have a good life in your country, you're not coming.
In the meantime, Abu Mohammed's lawyer is asking ICE to reconsider detaining him for now. People will be gathering to show support at the ICE field offices in Albuquerque on Thursday morning when Abu Mohammed is scheduled to report for removal. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.